No, it's Just Plain Radio.
Yeah.
The show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
I can fly. Take me to the pilot, lead me to the tamer.
Take me to the pilot, I'm not a stranger. Brought to you by JustPlainRadio.com.
It's your lucky day.
Your aviation resource on the information super skyway.
You got a plane.
Call Just Plain Radio toll free now at 888-884-2FLY.
And the sky's the limit.
That's 888-884-2359.
Sir, I'd like you to take the helm, please.
I'll be glad to. Greg, your co-pilot, that's me along with Captain Dennis. We are your crew for Just Plain Radio, the show devoted to the aviation lifestyle and learning to fly. Hopefully you have gorged yourself on Halloween candy and prepared for, a possible Black Swan event. I don't know what's happening with this 3-Eye Atlas thing or all the sightings that have been going on. It ties into Halloween well, I guess. I mean, did you have any aliens pop up at your door for candy there, Dennis? Or
maybe a few kids dressed like them, but right. That was about it.
As far as you know, by talking about the perfect disguise, if they are already amongst us, you know? But look.
They've already done that in E.T., remember the Halloween scene?
Yes, that is true. But I don't know, maybe they're using the cover of the holidays. I bring this up because, we're on the heels of Halloween. It's a little bit spooky. We got this comet slash thing that who knows what the heck is going on there. And I'm seeing more and more reports. I don't know if it's just the time of year or what, but we're getting tons. It seems like there's an uptick and sightings of crazy lights and suspicious aircraft. I mean, this has been ramping up over the last year or so, but I figured it might be time to kind of delve into this just a little bit today. I mean, pilots, I mean, wouldn't they be the first contact because they'd be closer to the aliens if they were coming to take a look anyway, you think, Dennis? You've been up there a lot. Have you ever seen anything up there and you go, hey, that's not supposed to be here?
No, I haven't seen that.
No?
Not yet, at least.
Would you want to?
Oh, of course.
Yeah.
I mean,
would you be creeped out?
Scotty, there's no intelligent life down here, right? Isn't that the joke?
Well, good point. Good point. But, you see all these reports of these military pilots saying that they have seen some stuff that doesn't make any sense when they're, doing military maneuvers and things like that. I mean, I don't know what to think of this. I mean, I could go either way, to be honest. I don't think they're lying. I some of the videos and testimony that you see from some of these military pilots in particular seem pretty credible to me. They saw something.
Considering pilots are one of the only vehicle operators that you can almost always rely on not having had a drink.
True. Exactly. They got that to fall back on, and that just adds
that
to the credibility.
8 hours bottle of throttle. They're probably sober when they're up there.
Yeah. But there are so many videos, like on YouTube, if you just do, UFO sighting by pilot or something like that. I mean, it's crazy the amount of content that is out there along those lines. Now, is, some of that goofy and fake and AI generated? Probably. But is there some real legitimate questions going on? I am undecided on this. Where do you fall on that spectrum? What do you think, Dennis?
Well, let me get out my tinfoil.
Okay.
I'll make a nice little hat.
Okay. So you're going to put it low then, is what you're inferring? You don't think it's a thing? I mean, I mean, it's not a thing yet, but if we were up there flying, say we're taking the air coop up for a training flight, and all of a sudden I see some weird orbs fly by real quick, like, oh, was that a bird or something else?
Most likely in Florida, it was a bird.
Yes.
Or a weather balloon. Don't forget the weather balloon.
Or a weather balloon, or...
I mean, you could ask United about that. We can go into that in detail later.
Yeah, true. But I don't know. I think it's kind of interesting this time of year how we're seeing an uptick. You think it's just like full moon, Halloween kind of chatter that kind of ramps up at this time, you think? Or
witches
what?
And brooms and all that.
Yeah,
maybe that's what we're seeing.
I don't know. But
I mean, I do have two black cats now.
That's true. I mean, I don't know if that's good luck or bad. I thought it was bad, actually.
Only if they go under your ladder.
Is that what it is? Under your ladder and just cross your path. I thought it was just something like that, wasn't it? I don't know. I get all the superstitious
stuff.
I'm
in big trouble if it's crossing my path because they do it every day.
You're screwed. Exactly. But yeah, I don't know. I think, you know, it's not like we don't have enough to deal with already as pilots that we got to think about, you know, flying up there and, you know, seeing something. But if you saw something that you didn't recognize, what would your gut tell you as far as would you report it immediately to ATC? Or would you, what's the requirement, I guess, if we saw something we didn't know what it was?
I don't think there's any actual reporting requirement. I mean, I may want to call it out if it's a near miss or something. Just, hey, ATC, you know, just had a unconfirmed contact that just shot by, you know, real close. Or, you know, are you sure it wasn't a bird?
No, it was metal. It looked round. It seemed to be floating in midair with...
There's these big googly-eyed guys that were waving at me.
Yeah. All I saw is a round disc and a glass dome over it with a weird like octopus thing with drool coming out of its mouth. I'm thinking The Simpsons here. Okay. So I don't know, but would you be inclined to report that if you knew what you had just seen? Like they're not going to believe me. Or would you keep it to yourself?
Well, considering the FAA stance on mental health, I don't think I would want to do anything that might make them inquire into my current state of mind.
That's my point. I mean, if you're up there and you're seeing something that you don't expect, you know, are you going to keep it to yourself? Or
you're really on a fence. On one hand, they tell you see something, say something. And this time I see something, I think I want to keep my mouth shut.
Well, while you're in the air, maybe you'd keep your mouth shut, but once you got down and put the plane away, maybe you'd file a report with the UFO aluminum foil hat guys.
Tin foil hat people,
what was it? A couple years ago at AirVenture, they had that website or that organization that was taking UFO sightings and reports from pilots, and they were specifically trying to create a database for that, right?
Right, that was in the flea market Oshkosh.
Yeah, why they were there, I don't know.
Lots of pilots.
Yeah, well, in the flea market area, I guess it was a last minute edition.
Was probably cheaper over there.
Yes. Yeah, you know, it doesn't. You know, these UFO guys aren't making big money. They're doing this pro bono, I guess. But yeah, but we were intrigued that they were reaching out to pilots specifically for, you know, like UFO or UAP sightings and things like that. And once again, it goes back to we're probably first line. Pilots are going to be the first ones to see stuff if they are starting to come, you know, down for a visit, you know, for a probing or something. I mean, chances of a pilot seeing them first before people on land, probably pretty high, you think?
Well, yeah, they've got to come down, and if we happen to be in the same spot, but remember, big sky theory, we may not see them as they're descending. And
well, and of course, we're assuming they're not already here in our oceans, is being reported as well.
I was going to say, the scuba divers might have just as good a chance based on some of the stories that we're seeing and hearing. Right. I mean, the Navy's reporting them that, you know, there's high speed
vehicles like over 200 miles per hour underwater, which we don't have that capacity
We know of.
Well, we don't. And have I ever seen weird lights underwater on a dive trip? Yes. And I saw a flash go through the wake of a boat I was on one time around the island of Saba in the Caribbean. I'm like, that's not normal. And it was really fast. It was the middle of the day. There was no, you know, like reflection or anything, but there was something very bright that just went whoosh, right through the wake of this boat that I was on. I'm like, oh, there they are. Hey, I stuck my thumb out with the hopes of getting a ride, but they never came back. So I don't know. They're out there. The truth is out there, and we'll find out eventually, either friendly or maybe we'll get probed. I don't know. Prepare accordingly. More coming up on Just Plain Radio.
Just Plain Radio, the show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
Do you have a message or product you need to share with the aviation world? Well, look no further than Just Plane Radio. Just like you, thousands of aviation enthusiasts are hearing this message, and we could be talking about you and your product or service as early as next Saturday. Remember, a terrible thing happens when you don't advertise. Nothing. Go to justplaneradio.com, send us an email, and let us get to work to make your marketing message matter.
Whether you're a flight student, an experienced pilot, or simply an aviation enthusiast, there is a place for you as a member of the Aircraft Owners and Pilots Association. Join AOPA to get the latest general aviation news, safety resources, and technical support you need to sharpen your skills and become a central part of the nation's vibrant general aviation community. Learn more about becoming a member at AOPA.org. That's AOPA.org.
Need an escape from reality for a while? Your favorite scuba action star, Mike Scott, is back in an all-new audiobook, Cayman Cowboys, Reefs Under Pressure. From the brilliant mind of author Eric Douglas comes the thriller that started it all. Listen as Mike unravels the death of a girl, the protest of new development, and the systemic destruction of coral reefs, all against the stunning backdrop of Grand Cayman Island. This one's got it all. Submarines, kidnapping, betrayal, and more.
He didn't even have fins or a mask to let him see in the water. He was going to be slow and blind. If it weren't for the float, he knew there would be no way he would ever make it to the surface. When he was ready and completely relaxed, he wrapped his arms through the straps of the sea cushion and gently slid into the water.
Dive back into adventure with Cayman Cowboys. Also available, Oil and Water, Return to Cayman, Turks and Chaos, and Lion Fish. Download all 5 audiobooks now at Amazon, booksbyeric.com, or audible.com.